I want to make it very clear that trolling is a 100-year-old fishery. And if it was not sustainable for a long period of time, it would be evident. And I have not ever seen another resource extraction group begrudgingly but willingly to not go fishing to ensure the longevity of the species. Is that the right thing to do? Absolutely. When it became apparent that we were going to take a hit on king salmon in the last treaty cycle for political and conservation purposes, we could weather it because the emphasis is making sure there's fish in the future.
Trawlers have been the allies of conservationists for decades. Salmon fishermen all over this state fight things like Pebble Mine, fight things like Borax Mine in Misty Fjords, have worked to protect salmon habitat throughout the region from mines in British Columbia. I've written op-ed editorials on those mines, working with Salmon State and others. We are the greatest allies of people who want to conserve king salmon and other salmon species. And for us to be vilified and attacked is just plain wrong.
It's really easy to look at a problem and decide that someone else should pay for it. It's really, really hard to look internally to see what you're doing and how you're contributing to that problem. And I really feel like that's what's happening here.
This fishery is the poster child for sustainability. There's never been, that I know of, any run of salmon that's been wiped out by a hook and line fishery. When I first started fishing, there was the criticism that it's too inefficient. Okay, well, you know, we're not hearing that much anymore. But anyway, we're hearing these narratives that are just outright lies, you know, like the increase in greedy corporate fishing. My kids grew up on the back deck of the boat. You know, this is greedy corporate fishing. You know, they learned that they could work hard and produce something tangible. And like I began with, your success depends on being able to understand and connect with something you can't see directly. You know, from that standpoint, it's like science. I can't decide whether it's more like art or like science. It's both.
And one of the things that happens, as both Jim and Jackie have mentioned, is the connection you develop with these places, the ocean, the ecology, the fish that you're pursuing. It's really a love affair.
You just love it. You love everything about it.
You know, I love the killer whale. I'm connected with the killer whale, you know. This is not about saving the killer whale, this battle. It's about destroying this industry. That's the agenda, stated agenda, the Wild Fish Conservancy. They want to eliminate ocean fishing, you know, mixed dock fishing. And they want to eliminate the hatchery program. That's a small minority viewpoint, very small minority viewpoint. They had an opportunity to move their agenda, they felt, and they took it. But it's an immoral decision. It makes me sick.